Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. As we continue our climb through Chodesh Elul, I'd like to talk about a minhag that is recorded by the Mat Ephraim and quoted by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Mat Ephraim is found in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is found in Siman Kuf Chuf Ches Sif Gimel, both them in the halachas of Chodesh Elul. A certain minhag relating to Elul, which some are maybe aware of and others most probably are not, and it's worthy to discuss and understand as it relates to a halacha as well. Mat Ephraim writes, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud, V'yesh Anshei Maisa. There are certain people who are very meticulous, proactive, serious Jews. Noagim Shebechodesh Azeh, who have the custom in Chodesh Elul, Mefashfishin B'dukduke Mitzvos Lios Bochein U'bodek Tfilin U'mezuzo Shalhem. There are those who are very punctilious, cautious, precise, careful with all mitzvos that they perform in the month of Elul. And specifically, they examine, they check, and they make sure that their tefillin and mezuzos are kosher. V'chol asher yimotze sham bedek b'shar mitzvos v'hu minag tov. Furthermore, anybody should be extra careful to look through their Rolodex of mitzvos, the performance of the mitzvos that they do. As one learns Sefer Shaar Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, certainly in Shaar Gimel, you see that that is the focus of Chodesh Elul, to go through the mitzvos aseh, the mitzvos los aseh, see what needs strengthening, what one is doing well, what one could do better. But here specifically, the Mat Ephraim, and as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, both note and record this action and this behavior of the Anshei Maisa, who have the custom in Chodesh Elul, to be extra cautious, careful, specifically to be bodek ubochein tefillin umezuzos shalem, make sure that everybody's stam, tefillin, and mezuzos are kosher and mehudar. Note, of course, that there's specifically a reference in the Mat Ephraim to tefillin and mezuzos. Sefer Torah, there's no discussion of. And, of course, the reason for that is you're using your Sefer Torah weekly, regularly, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon, Rosh Chodesh, etc. So, therefore, a person is going through the Sefer Torah, the Shul Sefer Torah, regularly, and one will easily see and notice and find any mistakes day to day, week by week. Of course, if there's a Sefer Torah that's not used as regularly, and a Sefer Torah that sits, the klaf, the parchment itself, could wear, dyo, the ink could discolorate, could go from black to brown, it could jump off of the klaf. So therefore, a Sefer Torah that's not being used as regularly at a certain point would be worthy of some form of a bedika, but certainly the Sefer Torah that are being used regularly, there's no chiyuv, there's no minhag even, in Chodesh Elul to check the Sefer Torah. Specifically, the minhag noted by the Mat Ephraim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is tefillin and mezuzah. Before understanding and explaining the minhag that the Mat Ephraim records, let's take a look, Me'ikra Din. What is the chiyuv? What is the requirement according to the letter of the law regarding checking tefillin and mezuzahs? What's required? What should be done? Regarding tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Lamed Tes Sifyur Hilchos Tefillin, tefillin shehuchsuku bekashrus einam tzrichim bedikal olam. Tefillin that have a cheskas kashrus. A person purchases, buys tefillin for his son at the age of 13. He's careful, he's cautious, he researches who a good sofer is, responsible sofer is, a sofer is a yorei shemaim, a sofer who's erlich, who's honest, who's a talmud chacham, who understands the business, and purchases such tefillin that have a cheskas kashrus. Einam tzrichim bedikal olam. They never have to be checked. It's unnecessary to ever check them. There's no requirement. It's not something that needs to be done. The Psak of the Mechaber is based upon the Yerushalmi, Psachas Erevin, the Rambam, and Perek Beis of Hilchos Tefillin, and this is the uncontested Psak Halacha. However, the Mechaber does continue and quotes the Rishon and the Torah, the Archas Chaim, V'neim enam menicho elu leprakim, if one does not wear the pair of tefillin so regularly, you have an extra pair, or there's a pair that has not been worn in a long time, tzrichim bedika pamayim b'shavua, then such a pair of tefillin that are not regularly worn is required to be checked twice in 7 years, or essentially one every 3.5 years. So a person who has a good pair of tefillin and has been using his tefillin, in that circumstance, in that context, the Mechaber is very clear, it's unnecessary to ever check them. So therefore, it's understandable why there would be a custom, and why the Mat Ephraim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch note, that if you want to be cautious, if you want to be careful, and if you want to be from the Anshei Maisa, so Me'ikra Din, there is no Chiyuv, but if you want to check them yearly, annually, every Elul, Matov Manoim, as you prepare for Rosh Hashanah, you want to show your seriousness, your extra care, concern, precision, and mitzvah. So therefore, it's a nice minhag to be done. However, the Mishnah Berurah does note the following. Shikol's man, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Tesef Katan Chavav, Shechefuyam Shalem, so long as they are properly placed into the bias and they're properly stitched up. Harehen Becheskasim Enedin, Vein Choshishin Shema Nimchaka Os Mitocha Nikva. We're not concerned that any letter has been erased. We're not concerned that there's any puncture in any of the letters. But one should consider and think that you're wearing your tefillin on your head, on your arm, and maybe as a result of sweat, maybe there could be a concern for a potential erasure of the dio. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, Nikra Chipoy Abat, the Moshe Nishma B'mayim, certainly if a person has had their tefillin in a place where there could have been potential exposure to water, Tzrichim B'dika Tekef, in that circumstance it loses its Cheskas Kashas and you require B'dika immediately. Shema Nevchach HaKsavon Eskalka, maybe in that circumstance, indeed, there is an erasure of the Dio, or there is concern that there's Kilkul, there is some sort of mistake, problem occurred. In that circumstance, of course, if you're concerned, if you're nervous, we're dealing with Safik brachos lahakel, you should put on your tefillin that a bracha. Furthermore, finally, the Mishnah Berurah notes from the Chai Adam that if you put your tefillin in a damp, in a moist place, again, that would be necessary to check them. Ikra din, hakol lefi ha'inyan. It depends. So certainly in this context, the Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Based upon the Psak Mechaber, there's no chiyuv of bedikas tefillin on any regular basis, and really from the age of 13 till 120, so long as one keeps one's tefillin in a good place, in a careful place, there is no chiyuv whatsoever at all. Shlomo Zalman Orbach notes as well in his Sefer Halicha Shlomo, authored by his grandsons, in the chapter about tefillin, Perek Revi, Halach Lamed Vav, Ein Noagim Livdok Es HaTefillin Shenasu Bizmanena Behidr Lelosiv. There's no reason. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zechron Levracha, strengthens the Psak, the Mishnah Berurah, and says, certainly to today, even more so, when our tefillin are made behidr, there's absolutely no reason for one to check their tefillin. The lo siba miyuchedes, like the Mishnah Berurah says, unless there's a circumstance where the tefillin got exposed to maybe extreme heat or extreme cold, if there's water, if there's dampness, or if there's moisture, anything like that, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's not necessary. However, Shlomo Zalman even says, one step further, it's not a good idea to check them. We find that sometimes when you start to tinker with the tefillin and you open the tefillin, what's going to happen is there's the potential for them to become ruined. And there's the potential for opening up a box and making a mistake and making a disaster to the tefillin. So if they're really established behider, adarabah, al pi arov mitzuyim takalos rak l'achar sheniftechu v'tiknu michadash. There could be worse problems and worse disasters. So certainly, if Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, don't check your tefillin if they were made behider, if they're made bekashros, and it's not necessary to do so. That is the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There is also concern, potentially, that if you are opening up your tefillin, that it's possible that the batim could get miskalkel, it's possible that the parshios can become miskalkel, and certainly we have to think and consider what is the cost-benefit analysis of being bodig your tefillin if there is no chiyuv mikur hadin. So certainly, if there's the potential that make things worse, one should follow the psak and the mechaber and not open one's tefillin at all. And of course, we have to keep in mind, though, the minug of the matifraim, the kitzur shulchan aruch, to check them annually, how that will play itself out. In the excellent sefer, contemporary work by Rabbi Reuven Mendel, it's a well-known and highly regarded sofer in Beit Shemesh and Eretz Yisrael, wrote a work called Stam. Somebody I know is also translated to English, an outstanding work. It's basically a guide to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. And he goes through much of the material in a very, very careful analysis based upon many of the makoros that we just noted. But he says the following. Even with all of the concerns and with everything that's just been discussed, he writes in his Sefer Stam in the 14th chapter, page 270, Yeshnan kama nimukim lehatztakas atzarech bebdikas tefillin af bizmanenu. Says Rabbi Mendelitz, I, from experience, can tell you that there are four reasons that even though Mikra Adin, it's not necessary, and maybe there is an argument that you're making things worse, In my estimation, right, so Mendelitz, it's the best idea at a certain clip to make sure that tefillin indeed are being checked. Why? He writes, "Hametzius yishematzil rov shehaosios b'makom hakefil nistakos upamim rambos af nifsalos b'shalkach." We're all familiar that the parshios in the tefillin, in the shalyan, the shalosh, are folded up. And writes Rabbi Mendelitz, when they're folded up, even immediately upon folding them, if one doesn't fold them properly, the spot where there is the fold specifically over the osios can get ruined and could really ruin the os. A person can spend thousands of dollars on a pair of tefillin, and immediately upon putting them in, the tefillin can lose their hiddur and lose their state of kashrus. And therefore, writes Rabbi Mendelitz, it's valuable, worthwhile, and highly recommended to check your tefillin midei pam, from time to time, to make sure that that is not a problem, and where they are folded, that continues to be solid and strong. Second reason, writes, that's valuable to check your tefillin is because shadio l'stam tzarech l'yoshachar, the halach is in Shulchan Aruch, that the ink has to be black. However, hametziusi, the facts on the ground are sheshachrus hadiyosh biyameinu matchila dehos, the way that our ink is manufactured and made begins to fade, and of course that becomes a halacha question. It turns from black to brown, and brown is not kosher. And therefore, since they're she'elos chamuros biyoser, kishadio in a shachar mamish, there's serious questions in halachic literature. If the dio, if the ink is not black, tzarech livdok es aparshios mide pam, kedei levade she'adayin hen omdus b'shachruson, it's worthwhile to check your tefillin from time to time to make sure that the yo, the ink, still remains black. Number three, says Rabbi Mendelitz, lefa'amim yeshan osios hakovtzos me'klav. There is the possibility that the letter will actually simply fall off the klaf, the way that the klaf is established, the way that the dio is written on. Anybody's ever seen how ink is written on parchment? It certainly can crumble and roll off. Kitotzam is yapshus me'klaf, especially as the klaf, the parchment, gets older and it gets more worn. Valdei ze ha'osios noflos me'klaf kipshuto, the letters can simply fall off. Finally, Rabbi Mendelitz writes, it's worthwhile just to review. Nobody is 100%, 1,000%, nobody bats 1,000%, and it's valuable and worthwhile to review and to make sure, because things could have gotten missed. Maybe the letter wasn't written perfectly, and maybe there is a problem. There are mistakes. Let's be real, let's be honest. And therefore he writes, Leish lehandgish kol arba hasibos anal latztakas atzorch bebdikas tfilin shayachos gam l'mishakonas atfilin me'asofer me'abatemachar atov. And therefore, says Rabbi Mendelitz, in his estimation, it's a valuable thing to do, it's a worthwhile thing to do, and the metzias has changed from the times of the Shulchan Aruch to Yamim Ahim. Our dio is different, our parchment is different, our ink is different, and therefore, as a result of tefillin moving and going from place to place, in and out of cars, in and out of houses, it's not always under perfect temperature. Therefore, he writes that it's a valuable thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and certainly this would make sense in the context of the Ksitzer Shulchan Aruch and the Mat Ephraim, to check one's tefillin and elul if one wants to be from the Anshei Maase. It doesn't mean that one has to check every elul, but certainly there would be value in one checking one's tefillin to make sure that they are on the up and up, and they maintain their kashrus, and they maintain their hiddur. That's when it comes to tefillin. What about when it comes to mezuzah? What's the chi of me'ikar adin? Regarding that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, mezuzahs yachin nivdekes pe'amayim b'shevashanim. Here, me'ikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara Mesechas Yuma Dafir Aleph, says that mezuzahs need to be checked, are required to be checked twice every 7 years. Again, that means once, essentially, every 3.5 years. And that's the halacha, and that is the requirement mikra din. Again, that's uncontested, that's not debated, the same way it's not debated in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin. The tefillin never have to be checked, ever, mikra din. When it comes to mezuzah is required to be checked twice every 7 years. Clearly, the distinction between the two is the fact that the mezuzahs are on the outside. They're in temperatures that are not always controlled, or they're absolutely confined and they don't get any air whatsoever. And therefore, when it comes to a mezuzah, we have a heightened concern as opposed to tefillin. Indeed, that is the Chiyuv Me'ikra Din. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself writes in the very same Mar Makom in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Dalet, Halacha Lamed Vav, footnote Nun Beis, V'chein Lin Yemezuzah, B'mekomo Shikovim HaMezuzah B'soch HaKosel, B'kli Zechuches V'enu Gas B'Kosel. Ein makpidin livdo pe'amayim b'zev Hashan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that we go back to a new halacha, that today we don't have to check our mezuzahs twice in 7 years, because we believe, we know, that because they are placed inside a very careful capsule and they are under control and weather control. In the hot summer months, we have air conditioning. In the cold winter months, we have heat. And really, there is less of a concern. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, and this is also the Pi Hashmua from Rabbi Eliashiv Zichron Levracha, that Bizman Hazeh, there is no chiyuv to check one's mezuzahs twice in every 7 years. Again, I return you to Rabbi Mendelitz's excellent Sefer Stam, and just several pages later, he refers to the Psak of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as well as the Psak of Rabbi Eliashiv, that Me'ikra Din Bizman Hazeh, there is no chiyuv. But he writes, and I quote, Nira Shalo Kedai Lismoch Hazeh, it's not worthwhile to rely on this. Heyosh HaNisoyon Mochiach Shaf B'Yameinu Nimtzos L'Rov Mezuzos Shoy Kvus B'Soch HaBayis. He's seen mezuzos that have been encapsulated and placed in one's home. B'Cholzos L'Rach Hashan The black color of the ink has turned. Nishchach or hispara or pa'amim. You could see that the actual dio rubs off or fades away completely or simply falls off of the klaf. Atrikashras hamezuzah amda b'safik, until there is a serious question about the halachic kashras of the mezuzahs altogether. Furthermore, Rabbi Mendelitz writes, just like he wrote when it came to tefillin, it's kedai, royal sakno shalo hivchim bo bedika rishon, it's possible that something was missed. Ulai shechichusim shal mirka mele begeder miot amatzo, even though these are not regular happenings. However, nonetheless, shechichusim shal mirka mele begeder miot amatzo, maybe it is some level of commonplace. Ulai af begeder mikra rova mikrim, and therefore Rabbi Mendelitz strongly recommends going back to the ikra din of the Shulchan Aruch, checking mezuzahs twice every 7 years. Indeed, this is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Yerodea, Chelek Aleph, Sof Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, the Gam Bizmanenu HaTakana B'Mekoma Omedes, it's worthwhile to do. So we see, there is the Ikra Adin, there is the Halacha, and then there's the Metzias. Well, we see a very clear distinction between tefillin and mezuzah and Shulchan Aruch. Tefillin never have to be checked if they're muchzak b'kashos. Mezuzahs are required to be checked twice in 7 years. We do see that there is a change, and it depends hakol lefi ha'inyan. As Rabbi Mendelitz points out, and as the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim point out, it depends. There are scenarios and situations where it's worthwhile to check your tefillin, and maybe even required to check your tefillin because of moisture, dampness, heat or cold, or changing weather temperatures that might put one in predicament where there's a question. Furthermore, when it comes to mezuzahs, yes, me'ikra din, there's a requirement twice in every 7 years, but Shlomo Zalman Auerbach himself writes that you could go back to the letter of the law when it comes to mezuzah based upon tefillin, that since they're written b'kashrus today, and they're written very carefully, and we keep our mezuzahs in temperature control, therefore there is no requirement to check them once every 3.5 years and twice in every 7 years. But again, Rabbi Mendelitz in his Sefer Stam, based upon concerns that he has seen a metzias cases, that it might be valuable, it might be worthwhile too. Rabbi Avadja Yosef in his Tshuvas, Echavadas, Chilek Aleph, Simon Memtes, deals with this as well from the perspective of Elul. And he's asked, "Bedikas tefillin and mezuzos sheish nogin lebatkan b'chodesh Elul." Those who have the custom to check their tefillin and mezuzos in the month of Elul, ha'imi chova mitzad halacha, is it required according to the letter of the law? O ein ela minag chasidus b'vad, or is it only an act of piety? And in this tshuva chel galav simim memtes, Rabbi Avadja goes through much of the literature that we've discussed, the Matan Ephraim, the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, who quote this minag of the Anshei Maisa. He notes the fact that ikra din, there's a distinction between tefillin and mezuzos, as noted by the Shulchan Aruch, and he concludes, "Ein chiyuv meikar ha-halacha livdok b'chodesh elas tefillin." There's no requirement for one to check one's tefillin every single year in the month of Elul, not tefillin and not mezuzos. However, it's an act of piety, it's a nice thing to do, it's a appropriate thing to do, to be machmir, to check them annually in Chodesh Elul. However, ube mezuzos meikar halacha chayv lebotkan pamachas b'chol shalosh shanim amechza. Meikar din, when it comes to mezuzah, one is required to check them once every 3.5 years, twice in 7 years. Uminig chasidus lahachmi lebotkan be'elam midishana b'shana, and it's an act of piety to check one's mezuzah annually in every Elul. When it comes to tefillin, of course, Mikra Adin, there is no chiyuv at all. So that is the summary of the minug of the Mat Ephraim, the minug of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to check one's tefillin as the Anshei Maisa did in Chodesh Elul. That is the halacha me'ikar hadin, the distinction between tefillin and mezuzahs as Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos tefillin, Simin Lamates, and in Hilchos mezuzah Yoradea, Simin Reish Tzari Aleph. And again, knowing the Metzias and understanding what is required, what is a minug, and what is practical, should give one the understanding, the background behind the minug, behind the halacha, and behind what one should do on a regular basis, on a metzios, bezus Hashem, bischus, and in merit of the fact that we are careful and cautious, and we are punctilious, and very, very zahir and zaris in all mitzvos, specifically in Chodesh El, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to mezuzah, when it comes to Sefer Torah, when it comes to the gambit of mitzvos, Torah, tefillin, ma'asim tovim, chesed, and beyond, we should be zochet to a shana tova, mesuka, year of happiness, of joy, of only blessings. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, wishing everybody a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, and a Chodesh Tov, good Chodesh.